You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Richard Wilson, Richard C. Wilson, founder of the Family Offices Group and CEO of Single Family Family Office Advisors, a billionaire family office, a whole bunch of different advisory groups. Well, Richard, thank you for coming back and doing another segment with us.
Sure. Thanks, Jim.
Now, you've got your event coming up. There's a whole bunch of different types of topics. Why don't you just go through a couple of them and tell us why that appeals to family offices?
Sure. Well, basically, we've structured it so we've tried to make it so each day is unique in that each topic you won't be able to find at any other conference this year. So on day one, we only talk about direct and co-investments. And I think we have 37 speakers and panelists just on day one that you'll be able to hear from the stage, get advice from, network with afterwards, et cetera. And we've got one panel that day on deal structuring and royalties. And I think that a lot of families that have made a lot of money are trying to allocate to direct investments but don't know how to structure the deals or just don't structure them in the most ideal fashion possible. So we're going to hear from people who have structured hundreds of deals and get advice that could easily save families tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars on a single deal. Because remember, if a deal goes badly and you don't structure it right, it's not 4% return instead of 10%. It could be you lose all your money instead of half of it, or you lose all your money instead of doubling your money. So it can be pretty extreme results with direct investing, and that's why you know, each of these 37 people here are going to be contributing to help families not lose as much money and share best practices. So that's pretty exciting. Day two is focused only on single-family offices. So we'll be hearing from a lot of SFOs, which don't have websites typically, are very secretive, very private. Many people who are speaking at this event on day two don't speak at any other events, but we work with them. We have them, some of them under contract to help them in their investments. And then on day three, we have $1 billion-plus family offices speaking. So you'll be able to hear from some of the top 10 multifamily offices out of New York and from the United States. We also have a couple European families. We also have a few family offices speaking from very well-known Wall Street icons and families that have invented things like the Rug Doctor or the Crest Spin Brush, you know, products that everybody uses in their home. You'll be able to hear from the individuals who basically are the head investment bankers and managers of those billion-dollar families' portfolios.
Wow, that's really, really cool. And I think that a lot of people don't really understand what you're talking about when you're talking about family offices. And it was great that you gave the example of some of the products that generated the wealth for some of these families. And going way back, there's all kinds of famous families that have founded our country. They need to help. We bring them together so that they can build on that. Now, Richard, what are some of the services that your firm provides these family offices that they fly you out to Kuala Lumpur to discuss?
Well, our company is really structured as thought leader, provide value first, and that's how we've grown our network so broad. So, you know, we offer the Family Office Super Summit on wilsonconferences.com. We also offer contact details for over 1,000 families and family offices. So for 8 years now, we've put out 9 different versions of our Family Office Database, which is on familyofficedatabases.com. But we really only do one thing for families, and that is helping them with directly sourced deal flow and deal origination. So in short, we focus on $1 billion-plus single-family offices. We call them billionaire family offices, and that's why our brand is Billionaire Family Office. We have 60 of those relationships. We've got 6 contracts as of right now, where we're basically paid under contract for finding great direct co-investment opportunities for these families based on mandates they've given us, and then, you know, we get paid when they closed on a deal that we brought them.
You know, it's very interesting. It's a fascinating sector of the market. Like I said, we practice as a real estate single-family office. My job within that context is to go out and meet the operating partners that we're going to co-invest with. So it's going to be really exciting for me to network with all of your contacts and with you especially, because that sounds like something similar to what you do.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to know you better there at the event face-to-face and also, you know, hear from the speakers. You know, next year we're going to have an event just on family office real estate investing. It'll be excellent to have you there, perhaps speaking at that event as well, because I think that this type of topic needs more efficiency. People need to be connected to each other. And you know what? When you go to a generic conference like wealth management summit. Everybody goes for different reasons, but when you go for something like a family office direct and co-investment conference like we have day one next week, everybody's there to get deals done. So it doesn't matter if you're sell side or buy side or a private company owner or a big family. Everyone's there to find and structure and execute high-quality deals. So nobody there is seen as an annoying person who's trying to sell something or push something. These families want access to the deal flow, or they wouldn't be there at the conference. So I think that's what's most exciting about these types of events.
Yeah, and the deals that we would talk about with them are typically going to be club deals. We usually structure our deals with only a couple of other families. And my favorite line was when I was showing them a piece of property, they all came out of the minivan. It looked like one of those clown cars. And they said, how come you don't have more investment shares for us? I says, there's only so many people that you can invest in one of these deals, guys. I'm sorry, I'll find you another. And we've gone on to do repeated deals with that family from Latin America. Hey, that's a good question. Is being in Miami give you access to a lot of the Latin families, or is this like a centrally located global location?
It definitely does. You know, I'm a permanent resident of Brazil. I only spend a month or two of there out of the year, but I have my permanent residency, and I know that Brazil is one of the big wealth creation centers down there. Regardless of who they elect, they still, you know, are growing their wealth consistently. And over 700,000 Brazilians are tourists in Miami alone each year. So the amount of Latin American high net worth is amazing. Last year, one individual in Miami sold $200 million worth of supercars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, et cetera, and said that in the last 5 years he hasn't sold a single car to somebody who speaks English as a first language. So there are big pockets of, you know, Russians up in Aventura and Sunny Isles, and there's pockets of Dominican Republicans and Mexicans and in parts of South Miami, obviously. But overall, it's a very global city, and I think that infuses tons of wealth into the economy through cash real estate purchases, buying up businesses, and then a whole sub-community that serves those high-net-worth kind of transient residents who are just there 6 months out of the year.
I just got a text from Laura. Laura's asking, could you please repeat the location and time of the event? So you're
sure.
On. Softball.
The event, Tuesday, November 11th until Thursday, November 13th. So it's a three-day event. It's at the JW Marriott in Brickell, which is just downtown Miami. It's the business district of downtown Miami, obviously, if you live there. And a great walking distance from all the local businesses, and it's at one of the highest quality venues possible. There's a nice cocktail hour at the end of the first day, and you can register for 1 day, 2 days, or attend all three by going to wilsonconferences.com/super.
Now, we talked a little bit, and we only got a couple Wanda, how much? Two more minutes. Okay, so Richard, we only have a couple minutes left. What are your plans? We already talked about the real estate conference. What other innovations are you bringing to the market next year?
Next year, we're having a single family office summit. Those are the hardest to reach family offices, so that's going to be pretty exciting. That's in February in New York.
Cool.
We're also having a direct and co-investment conference in Chicago. There's a lot of investment banking done and large multi-billion dollar corporations leading a lot of M&A activity in Chicago. So that'll be fun as well. We're having an investor relations summit because I think there's a real gap between those that only manage $10, $100, $200 million in assets as a fund manager. You can't really get help raising capital. So we're going to have about 15, 20 speakers on stage talking only about capital raising, whether you're a real estate fund manager, direct investment, you know, iBanker, et cetera. We're going to help talk about investor relations all day there. And then later on in the year, in Q4, we're actually going to have our Super Summit next year in New York, and we should have up around 1,000 professionals attending that event. Next week we have 300, but I think in New York next year we're aiming for 1,000. So it should be a pretty exciting year of niche events, and definitely check out our calendar and Wilson Conferences as we get those laid out here in the next couple weeks. And we've got a VIP pass where you can come to all of them for one low price, so you don't have to pay for each event separately.
Well, Richard, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for letting us join your team. We're looking forward to meeting you at the event. Your team has been amazing in getting access to you and getting you on the program. So I got to believe it's the same as if I'm trying to work with you as a family office. We'll talk about that too. Richard C. Wilson founded the Family Offices Group. He's the man. When you want to know about family offices, this is who they call, so maybe you should too. Richard, thanks for being on the show. Look forward to seeing you next week at the events.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I'll see you there.
Okay. Wanda, it's all yours. We'll be back after this.